AAR. Anything audio related.
Welcome back to Vibes Motel.
Vibes Motel Vibes this Motel. Time.
Brand new name today. We've got some interesting good topics for you today.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this episode for quite some time.
To be fair, it's been a while since we recorded the last one, isn't it? It's been just over a week now. Maybe more. I was away, yeah.
Yeah, it's about two, maybe 3 weeks.
It was a little hiatus. We were getting our accounts ready, everything ready. So
we're getting all of the business stuff like ready for Vibes Creek. Creek is now, it is getting there. It is our little love child. It's our little baby. We're creating. I love this podcast too much.
I can tell. You're shaking in your seat. You're like,
I love this too much. It's so good.
Now we've got advancements. We're on episode 4 now of the pre-season. We've got some brand new mechanics, Dan, that you came up with. We've got Track of the Day and Artist Spotlight. Do you want to just quickly explain what they are?
Well, Track of the Day is like, we tried it out last time where it's, basically it's the track we've been most listening to this week or however long the last episode was. And then Artist Spotlight is the hosts pick an artist that they've been listening to or that they just want to like spotlight, basically. So it's just like have you heard of this artist, or go and check out this artist's music. Just basically like what your interest is during that time period. Because me personally, I'm always up and down with different genres, artists, and all that stuff. I can never like focus on one. So that's why I came up with the idea, like, oh, if you've got any recommendations, I'm always looking for new music to listen to because I always get bored of what I listen to.
I think you have to be a bit of a chameleon in this industry because there's such a wide range of, like, things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you say, like, oh, I like rock, there's, like, 50 other subsections, right?
Oh, yeah, there's so many subgenres like of a
progressive,
genre.
Alternative, psychedelic, heavy.
New metal,
new wave, I'm sure that's a fucking thing.
Yes.
And I've already sworn. Right.
We're trying to do this thing where we're not going to swear as much, but, you know, Roland already messed that up. We could swear a little bit. Like, it's not that
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, as long so as... Right, but... All right, cool. So I'll need, like, a whiteboard with a telly. Yeah. And every time I do it,
a swear jar.
Yeah,
oh,
I swear.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'd pound in the swear jar.
I'm declaring bankruptcy in like episode 5 if that's what the case is.
Definitely,
but,
yeah.
But no, we've got good new mechanics. We want to integrate them, don't we? We've got game OSTs today, headphones and microphones. Great subjects.
Yes, I've been looking forward to talking about the game OSTs and definitely headphones because I am like a headphone freak. I like love collecting headphones.
And stuff. I struggled with like game OSTs.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because there's like loads of games that have like dedicated songs to them.
Mm.
Like in the Borderlands 3 credits, you get This Girl's on Fire. Is it Kelly Clarkson, maybe? Anyway,
yeah.
But then for like the second one, you have like The Heavy Did It.
Yes.
But that's not an OST, is it?
I love that track, the opening scene.
Yeah, Shortchange Hero.
Shortchange Hero. Mm.
Sexy.
The funniest thing, though, I heard my dad playing that track just out randomly, and I was like, where have you heard this from? And he's been watching this TV series about disabling bombs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like it's a war series, and it's about like bomb disposal units and stuff, and the theme song is
Shortchange Hero.
Yeah, Shortchange Hero. And I heard it, I was like, no way. That's from Borderlands.
Yeah, they get around. Oh, I love The Heavy. They've done loads of great Borderlands things.
Yeah. But then, like, are we going straight into the game OSTs?
Right, let's just rewind. Let's bring it back, right? We're going to start with the track of the day. Dan.
Track of the day.
I'll let you go first with this one.
Ooh, my track of the day. Oh, what was it today?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
So
my dudes.
I was listening to that's what it was on the way in today.
It's not Frozen Heart by Madonna again, is it?
No. This is kind of the same path as in like
it's the same
melodramatic.
The same vibe, Creek, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
No, it's Kanye West.
Right, wait, yeah. wait. You can't go, oh yeah, it's so similar
as
to Madonna.
As in, like, it's sad music.
Yeah, but right, okay, go on.
It was, you remember Heartless?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Heartless by Kanye West. I was listening to that this morning. Just the, like, the auto-tune in his voice is, like, perfectly done. It's just, I don't know, it's just, like, it always...
Do you know what I love it when auto-tune's used in, like, a creative way instead of...
Yeah, like, this purposely done, like...
Instead of corrective.
T-Pain.
Like, yeah, T-Pain.
T-Pain's, like, the god of auto-tune.
I know, because I like the way he uses it, and he's not, like, ashamed of it.
Yeah, he's exactly like, that, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's I use it. Why not?
Yeah, he's just... It's great. But, yeah, it's basically, like, skipping through... some of the 808 and Heartbreak album.
Yeah.
And, like, I stumbled across Heartless again. So, yeah, I stumbled across Heartless again from the 808 Heartbreaks album. And it was just, like, a nostalgia hit. Like, I just, like, sat there because I took a taxi into the studio today. And I just sat in the back and I was just there, like...
Just vibing.
Whoa. Like, yeah, it's just, like, all... Like, when the album came out and stuff, I was just, like, getting all emotional. And, like, for some reason, I get really emotional recently with listening to old, like, some tracks and stuff. I was just, like, I felt, like, a tear coming up. And I was just, like, no, I can't. It's just, like, I get emotional with tracks that are really well done. Not if it's, like, an emotional track or anything. It was just, like, if it's a well... good, dude. Like, all the lyrics, the beat and everything. I'm just there like, fuck, this is good.
Dude, you're just sitting in your room crying, listening to Daft Punk.
Yeah!
Just on repeat.
Oh my god, I've done that too many times. Not like nearly crying, not but like nearly fully crying, but yeah, I've done it with so many tracks.
Your mum walks in, like, Dan, what's wrong, sweetheart?
Around the world again. I'm just there sat in my room crying to Daft Punk because they've broken up now. I'm like, around the world. They're no longer coming around the world. yeah.
And you get that feeling from Heartless by...
Yeah, Heartless was such a track for me in high school. Because I was such an emotional wreck in high school. Just like, why does no one love me? So then I was like, listening to Heartless and that whole album. I was just like, yeah. So yeah, that's my track of the day, Heartless by Kanye West.
See, I'm going to flip that scenario completely. I have nothing like emotional or anything. But recently, right, the track that's been on my mind 24/7, yeah, constantly... is Welcome to the Internet by Bo Burnham.
Oh, you like, played that before.
I played that, like, today. I played it yesterday in the van at least, like, 16 times. Like, I love it so much, and I can't explain why. I just think it's great. I think it falls in, like, this ballpark of, you know, like, Childish Gambino, like, This Is America.
Oh, okay.
Right, where it's like, everyone's like, oh, it's such, like, a good poppy song and whatever, but it's got, like, a...
really dark,
like a dark message behind it. That's what I think I like about Welcome to the Internet, because it's so like obnoxiously catchy, and you can hum it, you can just sing to it, like completely different parts. But then there's like a backstory to it behind it, and it's just a bit like it's a bit fucked, isn't it? There we go. That's number two on my tally. All right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, I don't know with Bob, but he does quite a lot of that, but I'll get onto that in my artist spotlight.
Is he in your...
Spoiler alert, Bo Burnham, straight up artist spotlight. Straight I love him spotlight. So much.
Yeah, you'd be surprised who my artist spotlight is.
Is it Doja Cat?
No.
Is it Daft Punk?
No.
Kanye West?
No.
Paramore?
No.
Oh.
I don't think you're going to get it.
Calvin Harris.
So we move on to it, or...
Yeah, wait, I want one more guess.
Go on.
It's Avicii, 100%. Easy clap.
No, Avicii is a very inspirational artist for me, but...
No. Wait, you touched your chest when you said that. That's how, how you know you meant it.
Yeah, Avicii is, like, high artist for me. He is, like, probably, like, my second favourite artist of all time.
So are you going to be talking about number one now, or... which
no is. Number one is Daft Punk. Oh, but they're not my artist spotlight.
So your artist spotlight today, where do they rank in the list? Top 10?
As in creativity, it'd be probably 3 or 4.
What about just overall?
Overall, maybe a 5.
A 5? I'm quite surprised. There was almost a 3 then, but I'm quite surprised I didn't get that. Go on, so number 5, who's your artist spotlight
it
for this
is
week?
Joji.
Joji, oh, right, okay. Yeah. I've been listening to some Joji in the band. Get them sad boy vibes on, do you know
definitely,
what I mean?
Definitely, but I meant as in not just as in Joji as himself, I meant as in his whole persona.
Are you counting Filthy
Pink,
Frank as well?
Filthy Frank, Pink Guy. Oh.
See, if that was creativity, that'd be like number 1, dude. What do you mean? The Pink Guy album. Is it called Pink Stuff? It's Pink something.
I think it's just called the Pink Album.
Is it?
Isn't it? I think.
And it's so great because it's so vulgar.
Oh god, it's so nasty.
I'm gonna make the tally to number 3. I'm gonna swear again, but it's for educational purposes.
Oh god, so yeah, this album you have to swear.
Historical accuracy, where it's like, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
That one. It's so.
Okay, I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah,
one.
Exactly. So. But it's like so simple, but it's so great. Like,
it's such a good album.
But that's like from the Filthy Frank era, right? He like left that and became Joji, I feel like that game like stepped up to
like
straight up.
Like Slow Dancing in the Dark.
So yeah, right. So good. So good.
I got popular because of TikTok, but
I heard it before TikTok and I fell.
Same, yeah.
Is it Demons as well? I really Demons. Like Demons. So
Yeah, right.
Pills. I've just said yeah, right. What do you mean?
Oh, did you say that? Okay, sorry. Yeah, right. Pills.
Pill. Oh, there's so many from Georgia.
So good, yeah.
He did one with 88 Rising.
88 Rising, yeah. It's just like, it's like the group thing that he did with them.
What's that song that they did? Oh.
Summertime?
Yeah.
Something, Summertime. Yeah. Is it Summertime Madness?
Summertime Madness, that's it.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Oh, so good. Is that with Rich Brand, is it, as well?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just... I love it when you get, like, something like a group of people who are into, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
And they just produce, like, just a masterpiece.
Masterpiece, yeah. But, yeah, Joji as a whole, it's just... I don't know, it's just so emotional. And,
yeah, it's so slow.
But him as a artist and a producer, all the musical stuff that he's done.
Does he produce his own stuff?
Yeah, I think he does.
I'm doubly impressed then.
Like, he creates everything from Filthy Frank to...
Yeah. He produce his own songs? Like.
Yeah, when he did Filthy Frank TV.
Yeah.
That was all done by him. With all the characters as well. I remember watching a documentary, he's got these like billboards in the apartment of each character, of, like the traits of each character that he does, but all played by him. He's mad.
It's so strange.
It's like split personality disorder, but like in a creative way.
I know, because like Joji went from like baking a cake with human hair and eating it, and then...
Oh god, like, yeah, with
then,
iDubbbz.
Like, yeah, then vomiting everywhere. And he's gone to this like height of like sad boy vibes.
Going on tours as well.
Yeah, going on tours. Like, probably almost number 4 then. Not, or probably like selling out, whatever.
Yeah.
I need a swear jar.
You definitely need a swear jar, Jesus.
But yeah, no, I can see why you picked Joji.
Yeah, he's really... really good. He's helped me through some moments.
So creative. Like, if you watch the videos as well, is it Slow Dancing in the Dark where he's got like goat legs?
Yeah. The most watched one I've done was Demons.
Mm.
That music video is very odd, but
even Yeah Right is like, it's so weird because it's like it's such like a quite a sad thing, and then in the video it's got like a red filter and he's just got like people twerking on him, and it's like,
oh god, yeah, that one, that's the one, yeah, he's just getting twerked on in the face, yeah. He's just, but there, like, not giving a shit,
yeah, right. I don't know, I wouldn't really class it as mumbling. I don't know, I think it's a bit different to like mumble rap,
I guess. Mumble rap's a different
more of like,
he's
going good again. Yeah, that's a loop for, you know, 16 minutes, easy cash.
Easy cash.
No, I think there's so much more in
there. Island boy.
Yeah, there's so much more in there, like, the creative way, I think, with Joji and, like, that genre.
Yeah,
Mumble,
definitely. 100%. So that's my artist.
Good choice, I like it. It's weirdly enough, it's something I've listened to this week as well.
I've listened to Joji,
like, when I'm just driving, it's like, you know, 6 o'clock. All the roads are empty. Yeah, chuck a bit of Joji on. Let's have some sad boy hours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So great. It's just
Feels that hole when you're sad, where you just want to listen to more sad shit.
You don't even have to be sad though. Like, put that on your telly. And
oh, I've got a telly as well now.
You don't even have to be sad to listen to it. I think you can just vibe to it. Like, you don't have to have like a subliminal kind of message or reason to listen. You can just put it on and just vibe to it easily.
Definitely. That's why it's Vibes Creep.
Yeah, Vibes Motel today.
Vibes Motel. Come on down to Vibes Motel.
Book a room. Book a dead room right behind us. Sound term, not anything illegal. But yeah, we had Joji for you and for me. I'm going to... I've already spoiled this, haven't I? I'm going to go Bo Burnham.
Oh, yes.
Because I've listened to Bo Burnham for like years. Like, his, like, his left brain, right brain song, his the country song. It's just what it is with Bo Burnham. He was like, it's quite similar to Filthy Frank in that he was a comedian when he started. So all of his songs are like, oh, it's silly, or like lower your expectations, love whatever. But then he kind of dropped off the map for me, and I was like, oh, I wonder what's happened. Mm. And then I found out he actually took a 5-year hiatus from comedy, from like making songs and everything, just to kind of work on himself. And when he was ready to come back, he was like planning tours in January 2020.
Oh.
And then the funniest thing happened, right?
Lockdown.
Went into lockdown in March.
Lockdown, the funniest
so
of them
he
all.
He had this like situation where he had such like improved mental health, where he stayed inside for 5 years, and he was ready to come out again. He was ready to tour, he was ready to make songs.
Mm.
And then he was told to stay inside. So he made like a quite small album. I think it's only about 4 or 5 tracks. It's called Inside. Funnily enough, I think he made it from his house.
He did that Netflix series as well, didn't he?
Yeah. And it's... Oh, I just love it because it's... like I said, it's like with the Childish Gambino stuff. It's like there's like a message behind them all.
Yeah.
And it's like All Eyes on Me, right? It's like a slow ballad and you're like, you're vibing to it. You're like, yeah, whatever. But then it's about how the world's fucked, right? But it really is.
The world is very, very fucked.
And even like Welcome to the Internet, it's like the darker side of it. Like everyone's like always connected. Like there's so much of weird stuff out there.
Yes, dark web.
Yeah, exactly. And then my favourite one, the Jeff Bezos song.
Oh, I love that
one. It's literally 58 seconds long, but it's a masterpiece.
Is it? Is it only 58
seconds? It's 58 seconds. CEO entrepreneur Jeffrey Bezos. It's 58 seconds.
Fuck their wives, drink their blood. Come on.
Get them. I love that little synth. But it's like so short, but it's... And I think the weird way that I got reintroduced to him again, because this album was released maybe 6 months ago, I think.
Mm.
And maybe in the last week or two, I've kind of started listening heavily again to him. But it's like a weird thing because my missus has TikTok. And I'd hear like the song.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know that that's Bo Burnham. So then when I was like, oh, he's made an album 6 months ago, and I listened to the songs. I ran to my missus and I was like, you're not going to believe this, right? I've made like a revelation, like 100%. I was like, you know that TikTok thing with like that weird laugh that gets distorted, and it's the laugh from Welcome to the Internet. You would have heard it. It makes me so uncomfortable. But then I listened to the song and I was like, this is amazing. It's
amazing.
Art. It's amazing.
Mm.
100% recommend Bo Burnham. The energy is great because it was always about making silly songs. But when you get a silly song with something to back it up that's serious, it's like a icing on a cake, you know what I mean? It's like the cherry on a cherry bake. Well,
it's not for
everyone. But, you know,
true, good though. I love the Jeff one.
Jeff, 100%. I want every Amazon warehouse. Like when you first walk in, that has to be playing.
CEO.
Like, I would have thought Jeff Bezos would have bought that song off him. Just for like the sake of it, give him like 10 million worth of stocks.
That's crazy. So that's your artist spotlight.
Oh yeah, Bo Burnham, 100%. Bo Burnham and Georgie. It's, do you know what, weirdly enough,
go on,
it's quite similar to what we've come to today. Like Georgie, Bo Burnham, the new Bo Burnham, like All Eyes on Me song, Bo Burnham. It's quite similar. It's very strange.
I guess so. Yeah, it's a little bit, as in the mentality of how they make the work. Yeah.
Mentality, yes. Maybe a bit of the creative process.
Yes.
And the origin, right? If you ever listen to like I'm Bo Yo or anything like that by Bo, but like, it's just meant for comedy. That's literally what the song's called. I'm Bo Yo. Yeah.
Okay. So what's next on the...
Next on the itinerary is game OSTs.
Game OSTs.
Great subject. So many good games with so many amazing soundtracks out there. Like I said, I struggled with it because it's just, you know, it's like a pick and mix. You just, a bit of this one.
Oh yeah, I can't pick one. I'm just gonna suggest a couple that I, in high school, I used to download OSTs. Just the full OST, put it on my iPod. So it's like an hour long or something like that. Just listen to it, the whole thing. So my first one that I always go to is Firewatch. The Firewatch OST has always been relaxing and soothing for me. It's just amazing. I don't know why, I just love it. It's a hiking simulator, and you just walk in the woods and the music just goes so perfectly. It's like nice and peaceful.
I think that's what it has to be, though. If you get anything that's like narrative driven cinematic, the OST, like 9 times out of 10, is gonna slap.
Yes.
Like, you won't get like a COD with like something.
That's another one I was going to pick.
Before I say something controversial, I don't think you get a COD with like a great OST.
Wrong.
No, I think they're good, right? They're good for what you get, but they're not great.
The new one, okay, the remastered version of Modern Warfare 1. So Call of Duty 4 remastered.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay. They remastered the old game, Call of Duty 4.
Yep.
And then they remade it into a completely different new game.
But I still don't think it's great.
And then they redid the OST for it. So it's very like...
I still don't think it's good.
You should listen to it. It's pretty bang tidy. It's a really good OST.
You can tell like the structure of where the money goes with that sort of game, because it's so like heavy on the multiplayer. Maybe
no, that's the thing like, about the new Modern Warfare. It wasn't focused on that.
But it's
the campaign is beautiful, and so is the OST.
But it's never going to like beat like Doom Eternal, let's say.
Okay, Doom Eternal. OST is
you see what I mean, right?
Yeah, because Doom Eternal is just like on its own level, but I prefer, is it Doom 2016?
Or the original, the soft reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah, published by Bethesda, Bada Bing Bada Boom.
That one, facts. Yes. That one. I did some research on the OST and how they made it.
Death metal singers.
Yeah.
Like an orchestra of them.
He made...
So great.
He made... a hardware unit called the Doom Machine. He called it the Doom Machine. It had 16 pedals going into each other, and it was just a sine wave going in to 16 different pedals that did different things.
So instead of sounding like, it was...
I mean, just added some drums into it, and it was like, oh yeah, this is now the sound of Doom. And I was just watching the documentary, I was like, that is just legendary. It's so cool. You just like, you twiddle like one little knob and it goes, it's mental.
Do you ever think of being a beatboxer?
Maybe. Not a very good career choice though, is it? Like, It's like you're at the family Christmas dinner table. It's like, oh, what's your career choice, Daniel? It's like, ah.
But you don't even have to speak. You just go, boom.
It's like, oh, this is my career. Boom, whoa, 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 whoa. Boom, no, 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 boom. Just like, yeah, that's my whole career choice. Is boom, whoop. Boom, whoop.
Like, nothing, there's nothing wrong with that.
Just bass wobble. Like, boom, no, boom, no.
You're pissing me off.
You're pissing me off, Scoob.
So we'd had COD from you that I heavily, heavily disagree with.
I've got tons of game OSTs. Like, I bought...
I'll let you do one more, because you had Firewatch, you had COD. You can do one more. One more. Don't we?
Oh, I need two more. But...
No, you get one more. Three's the limit.
Okay, I'm not picking this one, but I'm going to give you a little story about this one.
Right, okay.
Okay, have you heard of a game called Prey?
Yes.
Yes. I bought the limited edition collector's version of that game.
Right.
Just because it came with a hard copy of the OST with the steelbook. So I got a nice little pretty picture book with it, as you always do with collector's editions.
Yeah.
I got a steelbook, and then I got a OST, but it only came with like 5 tracks, which was like very confusing, because I expected it to be a lot longer than 5 tracks. But yeah, so I just, and then like I go out to like buy OSTs and stuff. But the last one I'm going to pick was one that I heavily listened to a lot, was Portal 2.
Ah, oh, you stole one of my son of a...
Portal 2.
I should have stopped you at Prey and said that's your choice. I really should have, but yeah, go on.
Portal 2 was like, I used to play on that, because like, when I had a backstory for you here, in high school... my appendix burst.
Oh, nice. That's
so nice. I had to take 2 weeks off, well, half days. I was doing half days at high school during GCSE week. So I would have to go home early to recover. And the only game I would play was Portal. So I was kind of 100% Portal 2
when
I got home. And I just got addicted to the soundtrack. So I did some research and stuff into the soundtrack, and I found out there's 3 volumes of their OST for just Portal 2. 3 volumes. Which is like, if you play the game heavily like I did, you could kind of understand.
Yeah.
Because there's 3 different areas. Like, the broken down one when you first start the game.
Yeah.
The underground one with Cave Johnson. And then the third one where Wheatley takes over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So kind of like those 3 volumes and stuff. But I just got heavily into it because it's just really, I don't know, like glitch hop, futuristic madness. It's just great. I just loved it. Downloaded all 3 of them. Listened to them constantly. Yeah, I loved it. It was like, that's another one with... like, it's up there with, like, Firewatch, where I listen to it constantly. I think that's about it. Oh, well, they do have another one.
No, you don't. It's enough. You can't say, oh, my favourite game OST, and then you list 5.
Okay, yeah, okay, those... Okay, Firewatch and Portal 2 are, like, tied with my favourite one ever.
So then why did you talk about COD and Prey?
Well, no, because they're like honourable mentions. They were really...
But you don't sit there pretending you watch Mojo, lad. Listen,
pick one and
shut up, I swear to
okay,
God.
Okay, yeah, okay, well... Because I've got to throw an honourable mention to Minecraft. The Minecraft OST is like a legendary... Everyone knows it. Even if you don't play Minecraft, you know Subwoofer Lullaby. Which is like the opening.
I hate to agree with you, but... Oh.
Notification, so it can't.
I hate to agree with you, but I guess you're right. Everyone does know that.
Everyone does know that. That's why I was like, yeah, I need to mention it, but... can't really... put it up there as my top one, because I only listen to that one a lot, but only whilst I'm like studying and doing research.
Yeah, it's like lo-fi pop when you listen to that.
I literally listen to like lo-fi remixes of Minecraft music. That's a thing, you know, on YouTube. Yeah, lo-fi Minecraft.
Do you know what? Jesus Christ, that's how would you have such a? I came into this room thinking of two. And that was like it. That's like my definitive list.
I've got like, so much more, no, but you just won't let me say them, will you?
No, because you've already said five. listen, yeah, you've made a plan, right? You've made a plan. I swear to God, listeners, be my witness here. You made a plan, and on the plan it said favourite game, OST, right? Mm. No plural. No plural. There was no S on the end. You said one, and then you go list five. So I've come into this room prepared with two as a backup. In case you say one that I was going to say, which you did, I add?
Okay.
And now I've just got one left.
You're left.
I've got one left.
You don't have any more.
Like... No, because I don't really. It's... No. But, I like
but you
it.
You play
when
a lot of games.
I do play a lot of games, but I don't really listen to like the OSTs. If anything,
Stardew Valley is another one. I
don't play that much. That, but. It's,
I don't play it, I just listen to the OST.
Yeah, fair enough. But I like songs that are associated with franchises, like we were saying, like with the heavy, with Borderlands.
Mm, yeah.
That sort of thing, like Clarks and Borderlands 3 at the end.
Like COD Zombies.
Yeah, COD Zombies. I like that. I like when it's got like a dedicated. Because I'm sure, is it Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah.
Did one for Black Ops.
You heard of 115?
No.
It's the special song that you get when you collect all the blue stones.
Oh, yeah.
On World at War, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like it when it's like a dedicated artist, like, lends some of their songs to like a game.
Yeah.
I just think it just creates a better like continuity.
Nero.
Between.
Nero did part of the soundtrack for Borderlands. Did Doomsday. He?
Oh yeah, Doomsday.
Doomsday. Boom.
Yeah, it's just I like when it's like that because then it's like you still got like two separate aspects kind of merged into one. Whereas if it's like a game OST, like I said, if it's for me to like really, really get into it and appreciate it, it has to be like a slow paced narrative driven thing. Like it can't be because if it's like multiplayer, like COD, you said you're focusing on the multiplayer part. Well, I think if it's don't pull your face. If it's like something that's like single player, you can go for it at your own pace. I think it's so much easier to kind of appreciate the sound design and the soundtracks that were made for that. Yeah. So for that, for my pick, 100% right. 2013's game of the year. My choice is Last of Us.
Oh, no.
What do you mean not? It's great.
Oh, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but why? I've never played it and never liked it. I just didn't...
Listen, we're not talking about the game here. We're not talking about the mechanics. We're not talking about the settings.
Okay,
we're talking about the music, right?
See, as much as I like OSTs, I've never found the time to actually be bothered to listen to that one.
See, Gustave Santanella, right? So it's great because before that, I've never really heard of him.
Last of Us 1 or 2?
Number 1, 2013. Number 1, great. Number 2, right? I've got such a good relationship with that kind of franchise because I've always been like a Sony preference person.
Mm.
So I've got introduced to Gustav Santanella with the Last of Us theme. And it's so good because it's just nice. It's slow paced. It's emotional. You can hear it in so many of like the cutscenes. And at the time, I had like so many acoustic guitars, so I'd just play it like in my free time, and I'd be like, "Yeah, this is," because it's just apocalypse vibes. Do you know what I mean? Apocalypse vibes. That's the next name.
I've just thought of another one.
But no, Dan, no, Dan.
But it's the national anthem for gamers. God, if I say that, do you know what song I'm thinking of?
Is it Tetris?
Oh shit! No, it wasn't. But no, it's more like.
Is it Halo?
Yeah.
See, though, Halo Infinite's been dominating the market right now because it's just got released, hasn't it?
Yes, but, it has.
Oh,
yes.
I could talk about Halo as well because look again, like the first Halo, or is it even the second one? It was still relatively like single player. I think they didn't really lead into that until 2 and 3.
Mm.
But the Steve Vai like guitar part is that is sexy and kind.
That is
right
just
there.
The national anthem for all gamers. It doesn't matter if you're PlayStation, because I know Halo's an Xbox thing.
Yeah.
But that is just it's, the definitive.
It's, and you get so many people like, you've must have seen like videos of people like, you know, like empty churches.
Yeah, do like I've actually done like a Halo theme remix.
See, there's everyone knows someone who knows someone that's done a Halo theme remix, as I say.
I got my friend to sing to do it in a church, like, so it was natural church reverb.
It's like, oh, oh, it's great. It's great.
It's perfect.
Perfect. See, and I think Last of Us is like the counter to that. I think that's the Sony version of it. I don't think it's as well known.
Oh, okay.
But obviously Gustav introduced it. And then with the second one, I pre-ordered the second one, right?
Mm.
And then I found one of my like new favourite artists, Sean James. And like his kind of whole repertoire is like, it's just, it's like a soul kind of blues vibe. Mm. And I've been digging that so much recently. Because you could just put it on and relax. Like, you don't have to think hard about it.
Okay, yeah. So I just listen to OSTs. Like, sometimes I, like, only buy a game just for the OST. Like I said about Prey.
Oh, God, I've never done that. It's way still, too expensive.
It's still in its, like, wrapping and stuff. Prey, like, the collector's edition.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it yet.
You've not played the game?
I haven't played the game yet.
Jesus Christ.
I've also got Bioshock, the complete collection.
Right.
Collector's edition.
Right.
Steel case.
Right.
And it's original, like, wrapping from game. You know, like the plastic wrapping.
Yeah.
I just don't have time to play the game, so I just buy them and be like, Yeah, I'm very bad with that. Because I used to be a full-time gamer. Like, I used to, like, play games all the time.
Was that on your CV?
It was on my CV. I was full-time gamer pro, MLG, you know, back in the day.
Work experience, full-time gamer.
Full-time gamer. I was a gamer before Twitch was a thing.
Oh, dude, same.
But now I'm just too busy. I just listen to OSTs. Like, have you heard of a game called Monument Valley?
I've heard of it.
Mobile game.
Yeah.
The OST for that is just, like, beautiful, so.
So yeah, that's a weird thing with mobile games, because they don't usually get the same treatment as like AAA things, do they?
True, yeah.
With like mobile games, like 100%, when you say mobile games, is someone they think of like either like a cookie clicker,
yeah,
or like just like a heavily monetized, like buy gems and energy, and, you know,
there's
stuff like
huge
that.
Potential in mobile games, like Monument Valley 1 and 2, they're full blown games. Good soundtracks and everything. They're only like $4.99.
I know, but that's, who's going to pay $4.99? Do you know what I mean?
See, when you think it's like, oh, because apps, like, no one would pay $4.99 for an app because it's an app. But if you do the research and find out it's a full blown game, like $4.99.
That,
like,
that must
cheap.
Be like the stigma, because with the amount of like free stuff you can get on a phone.
True.
I think when
everyone
you have to pay
like,
for something,
all games are free. Yeah.
When you have to pay for something, people are like, oh no.
True. I play Mario Kart
on
my phone.
It's the inverse of like, is it Xbox games with gold?
Yes, gold pass.
Yeah, where usually you pay for everything, like your games and whatever. But then when you get a free one, you're like, oh.
Yeah, the ultimate game pass is a bit odd like that, because I bought a 1 TB hard drive just for the ultimate pass. And you've got like thousands of full-blown games just for free.
That's the game.
Well, it's not really free because you're paying for a subscription, but it feels like for free. I can download full-blown games and just delete them afterwards. Like GTA 5 was for free for some time on Ultimate Pass. The new updated version, where you can look for like first person.
I don't know. I think I'm what I always prefer when I pay for a game.
I prefer paying.
Because when
for
I get them for free, like. With PlayStation Plus, like I add them to the library, but I never really played them.
Yeah. Same.
Whereas if I buy it, it's
like I've got 57 games on my hard drive.
That's it.
You mean that's it? They're full blown games. They're like 24 gig each or more.
Take that full time gamer tag, bro. You're only a part time. What do you mean?
You know, like GTA 5 was like
that's like over 100 gig.
Yeah,
easily.
It was like
150
gig or
that's,
something.
That's 1/10 of your hard drive just.
Yeah, boom.
Snapped
yeah,
out of
like, I thought a terabyte. I was like, oh, a terabyte. That'll last me like That must be friggin' donkey years.
Bro, bro, you get GTA 5, Red Dead Redemption 2, full.
Oh, it's full, bro. It's gone. It's, oh, I remember when an 8 megabyte memory card and the PlayStation
PS2,
2.
You plug that in.
Just plug that in. That would do my whole childhood. 8 megs.
Isn't it? No, it's nothing. It's not even the size of a game anymore.
It's not even the size of a mobile game.
No.
My insane. Mario Kart on my phone is like 2 gig. 2 gigabytes. What the fuck does it need 2 gigabytes for? It's a mobile game.
It's all them microtransactions they're trying to pull.
Ah, yeah. There is a lot of microtransactions that they do slip in and I buy them for no reason.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Rubies. Yeah.
Rubies. See, another thing with kind of mobile games, I think, is... you can't really focus on the sound quality, can you? Unless, get ready for this amazing segue, right? Unless you're wearing good headphones.
Segue.
But even then, that is completely subjective because what you buy for games is so different than what you buy for a studio, right?
Yes, definitely. I've got gaming headphones and studio headphones. Listening headphones, mixing headphones.
See, you got to have a selection, right? I think even I've got normal earbuds, and I've got Bluetooth ones. Mm. I used to have the PlayStation Platinum headset. That was amazing. But unfortunately,
I did
break it.
The stereo surround sound ones.
Yeah, and it literally came like with its companion app, where you can like set like the frequencies how you hear and like where position and everything.
Nice.
And it's so great. And then you get to like studio headphones, and it's like. It's so weird because usually, like, generally speaking, they're a lot more expensive than kind of... Unless you're buying, like, you know, Beats by Dr. Dre or whatever, like, every other... Like, that's all you buy. But usually, like, studio headphones are much more expensive than, you know, something you just might use for casual listening.
Yes.
But then they have, like, less, if you know what I mean. Like, they're completely flat.
Yeah, they have they're flat and then they're open backed and they need amps.
Yeah, but that's what you need, isn't it?
That's what you need for studio headphones, yeah.
I mean, I've got these AKG's K271 Mark II.
Mm.
I've had these for about 4 years now.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what? I only ever got them because when I used to work in a warehouse for a technology company, let's say. I can't say where. But yeah, it was a warehouse in a technology company that sold, you know, consoles, turntables, speakers, TVs, fridges, microwaves, anything you could want, right? And the guy I worked in warehouse with, he was like a producer, and I was just talking to him about headphones, and I was like, oh, I've just started a course at, you know, at a university for sound engineering. And he was like, oh, you need to get these headphones.
Which ones? The ones that you've...
The ones I've got now, yeah. The AKG's K271 Mark IIs. And do you know what? I just trusted him with it. And I was like, do you know... honestly, I think they sent me back maybe 80 quid. Maybe 80, somewhere in that region. That was with discount.
Really?
Yeah. But I've never had a problem with them.
AKG was 80 quid?
Yeah.
Bro. Wait, all right. What model was it? Because... And there's a thing going around where Samsung have bought AKG.
Oh.
So...
Yeah, how recent is that?
Well, when they started making the buds.
I think this
Samsung
was, think
Galaxy
this was
buds.
Before.
Because Samsung bought AKG because now they're basically just sticking the AKG logo on their earphones. Saying, yeah, audio engineered by...
AKG.
AKG, when they've... Literally all of the audio engineers from AKG have left and they've just hired Samsung people to go into there.
I think this was before the kind of the acquisition that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because you can tell even the box, that you won't be able to tell this, listeners, but the box is like pretty damaged.
Yeah, it's,
so I've
it's
had
pretty
these,
old.
I've had these for years now. But do you know what? They've been great. You've got some reviews on the front.
Mm.
It's just that.
Well, you've got reviews on the box.
Hell yeah. Look.
Amazon reviews.
Like, no, it's like, beat and the drum heads, Amazona drum and percussion.
Ah.
Just reviews from kind of different outlets.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's
cool,
right. Like,
cool.
This These are like my go-to for like mixing, that sort of thing.
Are they flat?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're meant to be.
Meant to be. Because I bought some Sennheiser Urban Eats.
And they were bass boosted, weren't they?
They were bass boosted. Yeah, yeah. I thought they were flat.
No, I've got these. I've got these flat. I've most of the time when I've done a mix and then I take it to like a studio to listen on speakers, like I'd say about 8 out of 10 times I've been satisfied with it.
Ah, okay.
So it's good. I think the only times I've ever been unsatisfied is, you know, when you like wear something or you listen to something excessively.
Yeah.
And then you like just kind of become complacent with it. I was like, yeah, that's good. And then
yeah, it's good,
you
yeah.
leave it for like a week and then you come back to it.
Yeah, because I've got so many different pairs.
Yeah.
I noticed the difference in all of them. It gets so annoying sometimes because I'm there like when I'm in a rush and I'm like, okay, which headphones am I going to use? And then I'm thinking like, well, do I want to listen to some bass boosted music or do I want to listen to some flats or do I want compatibility like my Samsung Galaxy Buds?
Yeah.
Powered by AKG, by the way.
Industry standard.
Industry standard. they're just easier to stick them in my ear, but then I got the nice warm bass boosted Beats that last for 40 hours. The battery life.
Sorry.
40 hours, yeah. But yeah, I've got like 8 pairs of headphones. Yeah, the best ones that I've listened to so far for all round purpose.
Is it the Behringer ones you're wearing now?
The ones I'm wearing right now, and I still haven't bought any.
How much are they? They're like 200.
These are going now for
180,
like,
is it? On sale?
130. 130 for the 80 ohms.
Student loan coming in soon.
Student loan's coming in soon. But I have to pay off my overdraft for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got like... I've only got maybe 5 sets of headphones. Or like different like listening devices. So obviously I've got my AKGs, which are like my go-to 100% of the time. Then I've got a set of pre-Sonus ones that I got with my interface that I bought.
Oh yeah, the ones that you need an amp.
No, they don't need it, just plug them in.
Ah.
They're the same as, literally they look identical like this, but it's just got a pre-Sonus logo on it. Like, and I've not had issues with it. I don't really use them that often, just because, the first love of your life is the first studio headphones you buy, as I say. 100%. You can't argue against that.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, we've got casual listening. If you're like, I don't know, you're going for a run, I guess, or you're driving, or you're walking, I tend to just go for earbuds. I think headphones are way too kind of bulky for that sort of thing.
Type of earbuds?
Earbuds. Bluetooth ones. And usually not branded.
Really?
Yeah, because if I'm like doing something where I'm not focused on the music, I don't really care about the audio quality I'm getting.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm preoccupied with something else. If it's like I'm trying to listen, then yeah, fair enough. Then I'll whip out the AKGs, the pre-Sonus, maybe some Beats if it's like, you know, casual listening at
Do
home.
Do you have Beats?
Yeah, I've got some Beats.
Oh, okay, what type?
I don't know. I know the pink.
mine are like product red.
Oh.
You know that weird salmon coloured.
The product pink. Sorry, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it might. I don't know what model they're called.
Studio.
No, they're not studio.
They go on ear or over ear.
They're on ear, I think. Just
on ear. So they're solos.
Yeah, that would be them. So I've got them for like casual listening, and then for
Bluetooth or wired.
Either.
So are they the solo threes?
Do you wireless. Listen, yeah. Bluetooth or wired, it doesn't matter. You can do either, yeah. Just leave me alone.
Like
man.
I was just saying, does your phone have a headphone jack, okay?
They're in a drawer in my desk and they stay there.
Okay.
And I whip them out sometimes. I don't know what spec they are. They just live there. But then for like gaming, if I'm like getting into it, you know, nice bit of narrative.
Mm.
Bit of Last of Us. Oh. Shut up. Before it was broken, I would whip out the platinum PlayStation headset.
Yeah. Carry on. So, keep going like through your headphones.
Yeah, just like the platinum PlayStation headset. Or like even the gold. Like that. I think my brother got that recently. it's just great because it does have that companion app and you can kind of alter what you hear.
Mm.
It's like if you just want to boost based everything that you can do, it won't sound good, but you can. And personally, I wouldn't recommend it.
Mm.
It's just the versatility, because something. It's akin to like mixing, like if you're wearing studio headphones and you increase, like you put a shelf on like the high end. It's like you can do that, but then you're not doing it in a mixing environment, you're just playing a game.
True. Mine, I think I've got about 8 pairs of headphones.
That's too much.
I've got 2 versions of Skullcandy.
Oh.
They're called Hesh. I've got Hesh 2 and Hesh 3.
At the technological retail store I used to work at, we used to sell a load of Skullcandy.
Yeah, Skullcandy. Yeah, they're just my high school headphones, really. Like, the Hesh 2 were like big, dob-off.
Bulky.
Yeah, they were like Air Defender size, huge. And then they were very uncomfortable, so Hesh 3.
Yeah.
It's a more comfortable side.
I think the most expensive ones we did when I worked at the technological place, I think we sold like JBLs.
Oh.
They went up to like 300 quid, I think, and a lot of like Razer headsets.
Mm.
Well, I've never tried any of them, but I've always I think I remember when I was in, I think it must have been like 2013 or so.
Yeah.
Just before like the PS4 came out, and everyone was like, oh, you have to get like Razer headset for gaming. Like it's so.
And Turtle
it's
Beach.
Got Turtle Beach and Razer, like, oh, they've got lights on them and a mic that comes down. Whatever.
Full 360 audio.
And it never was it?
No.
But
they're so over.
It was such a weird, like, craze for like the Turtle Beach era, because you'd spend like 100. Do you remember like the you spend like 150 quid and you get like the ones that are just one
oh
ear
yeah
ball.
One ear side. Like, why would you pay that much for just like half a headphone?
So someone's coming at you from the right, but you can only hear the left, so you turn left and then you die, right?
I remember there was some craze going about saying like if you wear Turtle Beach, it's classed as cheating because you could hit enemy footsteps and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, that's bullshit. Such bullshit. I've got a lot, like, once I turned to Bluetooth headphones, I never went back.
It's just convenience as well.
It's so much
You've gone back now because you've got a cable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for like casual listening.
Oh, like, yeah. Because it's convenience, isn't it?
It's convenience. I got Bluetooth.
Have you ever gone to the gym, like, trying to wear, like, wired earbuds? That is the worst. You need Bluetooth. It's such,
definitely,
so
definitely.
Easy.
Got Goji headphones.
Oh.
They're Bluetooth. Had 2 pairs of them. Because I fell over and my head hit the floor. With them on my head, and it broke the headphones instead of my head, so I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you Goji. This podcast episode is not sponsored by them.
Yes. I got Beats Solo 3 wireless.
See, that's just 4 words you've put together that mean nothing to me.
Just the wireless versions of the Solo 3. I've got 2 Sennheisers. I've got the HD 205s. The DJ ones, like the very long cable ones.
Long. So you can get into the rave. as front of amps.
So it's still plugged in and you can still be in the rave. Those are flat-ish. I remember reading some reviews that they're a bit bass boosted for you to able to hear. Whilst you're in
like the beat and everything.
Yeah, it's like in the club. Urban Eats, which are made out of titanium, I think. The metal headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Those are a little bit bass boosted as well. They're more for club scene. But they're Sennheiser. They're really good.
And now you've got your eyes set on the Behringer ones, haven't you?
Yes, I got eyes set on these, which are... What are they? The DT770 Pros. Those are the ones I'm going for. But also... At the weekend, I went into the Apple store. Okay. What? Put them on?
No. I was trying to signal you to come closer to the mic.
Oh, was I that quiet? Sorry.
Yeah.
So
right,
yeah,
right, let's just establish if this now means come closer. Okay.
This means come
right, cool, cool.
Okay, so at the weekend I went to the Apple Store. They've got out AirPod Max, I think they're called.
Oh, so they've improved from the Pros already. Because you had the AirPods, then you had like the AirPod Pros, which is like the smaller buds.
Yeah.
And now you're on. Now
you've got headphones.
Oh, okay.
These are headphones. Apple have made headphones.
Oh, God.
So I was like very, oh, okay, being an audio guy.
How much are we speaking? $5,000?
Oh, they're expensive. Like $550.
$550,
yeah.
Jesus. Like $150,000.
So I tried them out. The actual audio itself, pretty decent for Apple. I was surprised.
Yeah,
I'm thinking they've got the audio engineers from Beats
but it's
to work on these. Yeah, yeah, I know, they're very expensive. But what blew my mind...
Yeah, the Bluetooth.
Yes, the Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going with this.
What blew my mind was the noise cancellation. Mm. It is crisp. Just like a tap of a button. Because you've got this thing where it's transparency mode.
Yeah.
So it lets all the audio in. So it sounds and feels like there's nothing on your head. And you press it and then everything just goes dead. Completely dead silent. It's crazy. I was like, for that alone, I've been trying to iron them up. But I'm like, I can't justify spending £550. Because I've got this theory.
We've got a trademark to do. You best. If I see you walking with Beats, I'm suplexing you to the floor right then.
I've got this theory where any headphones cost over £250.
You're paying for the brand.
You're paying for the brand, yeah.
You're paying for the brand, yeah.
My Beats were only like £120. And all the other headphones.
£550. I could buy a PS5 with
£550.
I could buy a Steam Deck.
If they were a lot, if they were like £300,
that's still a lot.
It's still a lot, but I still might try and buy them. But
actually, you know, Apple's like slowly invading the sound scene. Like, you know, they put out a bit of Logic. Oh look.
Oh
AirPods.
Yeah, they've got Logic. Haven't
AirPods
they?
Pro. Mac's the best thing to, you know, do music on.
And what pissed me off, the headphones work better with Apple products, obviously.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, but I mean, like, I said to them, I was like, oh, okay, like, what happens if I use an Android device?
They blow up.
they basically said something like that. They were like, yeah, it would just not work. It would just disconnect randomly and... Like, it won't connect, you won't get all the features. I was like, okay, not all the features is fine, but I was like, disconnect.
But
the
most important feature you won't get is the noise cancelling. It just stops working.
Yeah. So I said to him, I was like, will the noise cancellation work? It's like, yeah, it'll work sometimes. And I was like...
Under his breath, though. Yeah, it works sometimes.
Yeah, he said, like, sometimes. I was like, sometimes? And it's like, yeah, it might work, might not work.
We don't know.
I was like... You don't know. I was like, yeah, we don't test it on Android. So I was like, £550 and it's only exclusive to iPhones. It's such a pain in the ass because it's such a cool...
Just wait till they start making like mixing desks that only work with like Macs.
Oh no, it only works with Mac OS.
And then, do you know, then you get microphones that only work with those mixing desks.
Cables that only... No,
but it's
I'm
not an
diabolical.
XLR, it's like a Thunderbolt 4.
It's a Thunderbolt 4. Oh no, that's diabolical. They can't do that.
Oh, they will. You know they will.
You know they will, though. Because the technology behind that noise cancellation is remarkable. It's really cool. But for them to just say, it's like, yeah, it won't work with your phone.
Yeah, it's a bit, isn't it?
At all.
It's a low blow.
I said to them, I was like, oh, will it work a bit? And they're like, no, we don't know. We generally don't know.
You think for that sort of money, at least test it out?
Yeah.
Jeez.
They just straight up said, oh, yeah, we don't know if it, like, connect to your phone. Because what's happened with my Beats, because Beats have been bought by Apple, they randomly disconnect from my phone any given moment. Not because I've run out of charge or anything.
Because it's Apple.
it just disconnects and then reconnects. And I don't know why. I've searched it up and stuff and there's no answer. And it's like, is it just because it's an Android phone? And like, but what pisses me off though, Bluetooth is a universal language for phones. It should work with, a Bluetooth device should work with any other Bluetooth device, right? Yeah, like binary.
I tenor, but end of the year, we have Blue Apple. It's not Bluetooth anymore.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive wavelength that only is only utilised by Apple products to connect to each. It's like a, oh, dude, they're already doing that, AirDrop. Yeah. All they have to do is build on AirDrop.
Yeah.
You can't AirDrop to a Samsung.
But Bluetooth is like binary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's language for computers, so all computers and like analog to digital desks and stuff. Yeah. They should be able to communicate with each other because of that. Same with Bluetooth, but Apple is going, nope. We've made it just like we've made it with the A1 chip. So
it's not M1.
That's for the Macs.
Oh god. There's more chips.
A1.
Oh no.
My Bluetooth Beats have got an A1 chip, so it would seamlessly connect with any Apple device. Android, nah, they can fuck off. It's like, oh yeah, it's the best streaming service for your headphones, dude, but only for Apple.
You buy them, right? You buy them, and then you just start, like, you've got an Android, you can't use them, so you just start connecting your headphones to random people's phones.
You start listening to that, oh, what's this music? Boop.
that's the future, right? The Apple headphones, right? You're on, like, the bus. You see, like, six people with iPhones listening to music. You're like, well, I wonder what they're listening to. Boop.
Boop.
Tell instantly, just plays.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's crazy. But, yeah. My next is these ones. Which are the same make as this microphone stand.
For God's sake.
I just realised that. But, yeah, these ones that I'm wearing are, like, completely flat. Yeah. To a T. They're so bloody comfortable. I've been wearing these for, like, an hour now.
My head's getting warm.
And they're just so comfy. This is, and the kind of noise cancellation is not noise cancellation, noise isolation.
Yeah.
They're super comfy. They're just great for 120. I'm like, yeah.
See, but obviously on the kind of recording you've got, or if you listen to music, you've got to have comfy headphones. If you're recording, you've got to have comfy headphones.
Definitely, like,
but you
mastering
know,
as well.
Mastering as well.
You spend hours and hours
if
mastering.
If you're recording, it's not just about headphones, is it? It's about the microphones as well.
Yes, true.
Segway!
Yeah,
you got to have a good one. And I think the kind of the I think the unrivaled ones right now are the Neumanns, aren't they? Like, everyone wants like a Neumann. Like a UH7.
Yeah, my favourite has always been the same since college.
AKG C414. Easily. Is it that?
It's that one, yeah. Boy, it's such a good microphone.
It's so crisp on hi-hats. Or like it's overheads for drums.
It's great for vocals, acoustic guitar.
See, that? I think that's like the holy trinity for me of microphones, yeah. Mm. The AKG 414s.
Mm.
The short SM57s, right?
Yes, 57, yeah.
And then like a Neumann on top. Like, you don't, what more do
you
need?
Yeah, true. I found out that Shure did this limited edition, you know, the Elvis mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they did that and they were selling it in Dawson's, but Dawson's is shut down now.
Oh, great.
So I don't know where I could find it, but it was like in a display cabinet, Shure, and I was like, yes.
I think
that
there's like a new brand at the moment. I think we got told about it maybe last year. I think is it Aston?
Oh yeah, but it's
yeah.
It's both a condenser and
it's
dynamic, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it is dynamic.
Yeah. Both condenser and dynamic microphone.
So I've been eyeing up trying to maybe get an Aston, but like quite expensive.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I think I won't say unrespected, it's the ones I've always kind of leant towards. I've got a pre-Sonus mic, I never use it. My like go-to is a, because I don't record music at home. If it's anything, I might do a bit of Foley or something like sound effects.
Yeah.
So I use a Rode NT1A.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's great. Do you know what? For the, I think I got it for about, maybe 200, no, it wasn't 200. Might have been, I'm not sure on the price. But I've never had any issues, so I'm quite happy with it.
For this podcast, I've been looking at getting some Yetis. Blue Yetis. Blue also do a smaller
version. They do the snowball as well, don't they?
I was just going to talk about the snowball, yeah. They're only like 90 quid now.
90? It used to be like 50.
But they are very outdated because they came out in like 07.
Yeah.
So they're just USB-C. No, not USB-C. It's just micro USB.
Yeah.
Oh. No volume control.
Oh.
You plug it in and then that's it.
See, that's that.
So unless you don't have
an
interface, you've got no volume control.
No, but you're not really going without an interface, are you?
True.
I remember in like back in the day where if you ever wanted to start like a YouTube channel,
you needed an interface.
You needed not an interface. You needed a blue snowball.
Yeah, you needed a blue
just
snowball
just to get started.
That was the first ever thing on my Amazon wish list. The blue snowball.
Yeah. Did you ever buy it?
No.
Neither did I.
No, never bought it.
I always wanted.
I'm looking at some Yetis though. They're pretty. They're getting cheaper now.
Mm.
Yetis are the big tall silver one.
Yeah.
With its own stand
it's
and volume
ones.
Control.
Yeah. Or with the little circle on the actual mic.
Yeah. They look kind of like broadcasting mics, so I thought if we buy two of them.
Dude, just rob these.
Yeah. These are pretty good. I don't know the make of these at all.
These are the Rode broadcaster mics.
Rode?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually called a broadcaster, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, literally Rode Broadcaster.
Yeah, Rode Broadcaster.
Literally,
okay.
If it's like podcast or like sound effects, Rode, I think, quite reliable.
Yeah.
Music, straight up,
C4.
So good.
I currently have Samsung USB mic. I don't know the serial number or anything. It's just a tiny, literally it's that big, the whole unit.
Oh, see, I don't do USB mics. I only do. I need to have my
XLR. You just clip it to your screen and stuff. It doesn't need any outboard USB. It's just USB powered.
What I've always wanted was a field recorder. Well, maybe not like a field recorder, but like a field microphone.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like the little foam ones you can plug in.
Yes.
And you can put like a windshield on it and just record sounds. I've always wanted one of those.
Yeah, I found some of them on Amazon as well.
16. Yeah, 16. The one I found was about 50.
It plugs into the
jack, isn't it?
Jack. It's got its own stand and pop shield.
I don't know how good it is
for £16, but
yeah, I wouldn't really want to try it for £16. Mm. I'd probably say about the 50 mark. But I'd love to, you know, just try one.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But I have been considering getting some. Because sadly, we're going to be finishing our course.
But on a brighter note, we have figured out that the master's degrees are separate to the undergrad ones, aren't they?
Yes, I'm so happy about that,
so
yeah.
So we may be continuing this.
Oh, we're going to continue Vibes Creek even if we do not do master's.
Yeah.
It's just finding the
it's
time.
It's just the quality's going to drop.
The quality might drop,
nah,
but
if
we buy the microphones, that's why I've been looking at some Yetis.
I'll use my NT1, man. It's not an issue.
We need two, though.
Right, you can have the pre-sound.
So, yeah, we just need to buy the equipment and find a place.
It's not really that we need that much equipment, because we've got an interface, I've got XLRs, headphones blow, like the main thing.
Yeah, headphones blow, and then a mic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's all we really need. And then just finding the time to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of time, I think we're all out of it at the moment. I think we
We're up to 68 minutes.
Amazing. Good quality content. I think we're going to call it a day.
I think we
there.
Missed out one thing off the street. Was it analog versus digital?
No, we've done that already.
That was last episode, yes.
Yeah. We've done everything on the sheet.
Yeah. Woo woo! Oh, high five for that. Yeah.
Just so you know, he high-fived himself.
No.
I wasn't involved in the transaction of joy. But anyway.
Oh, no. High five.
I've been one of you hosts, Roland. We're just going to high five real quick. Get the sound in here.
Yeah. High five.
I've been one of your hosts, Roland.
I've been the other host, Daniel.
And thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
Have a lovely day.